talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happened just last weekend at the Charleston Area Convention Center. Well, today you're going to be hearing a number of interviews from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, in case you missed it. And it was a great show. Overall, just to give you a synopsis, if you happen to have missed it, and we had the free admission on Friday with extended hours, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we had a huge day on Friday, lots of people coming out. Special thanks to Shred360, who set up in the parking lot at the Charleston Area Convention Center and offered free shredding for people from 1 to 4. We had the home show happy hour going on Friday from 5 to 8 with beer, wine, and free catered food at vendors' booths. We had the free design consultations all weekend long with some of Charleston's top interior designers volunteering their time to provide free design consultations to homeowners. And we had lots of homeowners who were both building and remodeling and doing projects in their backyard and just small home improvement projects, replacing windows, you name it. So special thanks to all of the interior designers who volunteered their time to provide free design consultations, free help to the homeowners. We also had the special meet and greet with South Carolina native Miller Gaffney on Friday from 5 to 6:30, and that was very well attended. Special thanks to all the folks who purchased tickets for that, and they got to hear a very interesting seminar from Miller Gaffney. And Miller made several appearances throughout the weekend, and she just did a fantastic job with that, and I'll talk about that in a minute. We also had the Charleston Architect Symposium on Friday and was very well attended. About 50 architects had agreed to participate with that, and they were offered three continuing education seminars, and then they got to tour the show for free and hang out for the home show happy hour. And then on Saturday, we had the Antique Home Show, which is kind of a play on words with Antique Roadshow. Miller Gaffney, as I mentioned before, she is a former Antiques Roadshow appraiser, and she's also a TV celebrity, an author, an art and antique expert. She has a TV show called Art Breakers, which is a play on words. That's going to be premiering in October on the Ovation Network. That's a reality-based series about art breakers and the taking you inside the world of art and all the money that's spent on that and so forth. The people who covet art and want Miller to help with the purchasing of different types of art pieces. But the antique home show that Miller was involved with both on Saturday and Sunday, that was a big success, and lots of people brought out their treasures for Miller to appraise for free. Let's see, we have the $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that we're in the process of contacting the winner for that. And that was a that we always have a local winner for that, and stay tuned for upcoming an upcoming radio show where we will announce the winner of the $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover. Well, listening to some of the interviews that you're about to hear from the show, and if you missed the show last week, you'll get a little bit of a sample of what it was like.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm here with Miller Gaffney, who is our star today with our Antiques Home Show. How are you doing, Miller?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
So what did you see today? Did you see any great treasures?
I have seen incredible treasures both days. I saw a beautiful set of diamond earrings and ruby earrings that are worth over $35,000. And I also appraised a spectacular folk art painting by Arthur Davies.
So what was in the folk art painting? What made it so unique?
It's just the detail. He was a New England artist, and it's extraordinary, the colors, the vividness of the piece, the excellent condition, and how much he has going on in one painting.
So what was your favorite item you saw all weekend?
Oh gosh. That's a tough one. I saw some beautiful watercolors, incredible jewelry. I saw a beautiful gold and diamond watch today. But I have to say, I think it's the Arthur Davies painting.
That's the one that stole the show?
It is.
So what do you say to those people that have stuff in their attic and it's just been sitting up there forever and they finally run into it? What's the next step? How do they find out what their pieces are worth?
Oh, please contact me. Contact my company, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory, and we'll do full service certified appraisals for them. And they need to have that for insurance purposes. And you never know what you're going to have.
What's that process like?
It's a short process. We have a quick turnaround and we get back to you with a full certified document that you don't have to always question and wonder what the price is.
Now you have a show coming up soon, isn't that right? Maybe in the fall?
I do. My new show, Art Breakers, is coming out on Ovation Network, and I'm so excited about this.
So what's going on in the show? It seems really, really fun.
It is fun. I take you through private art collections. I'm taking you into my world and what I do on a daily basis as an art appraiser and an art consultant. So I take you through the commissioning process, the buying and selling side, and all parts of the industry.
I'm sure a lot of people love to see that. It's kind of one of those things that not a lot of people know about. It's a whole different side. So do you think that you're going to make it next year, come back and see us, maybe do a little bit more appraisals?
Of course. I love it here. I can't wait to come back next year.
So glad to have you. Thank you so much for stopping by and enjoying the show. And do you have any last minute tips for anybody that's collecting or just getting ready to buy some art?
Always check out condition before you buy and look for marks. Pay attention to all the details.
And one last thing, don't you have a book coming out too?
I do. My book is coming out this fall, The Essentials, Passions, Collecting Art and Antiques. So look for that. It's going to hit the shelves and you want to buy this whether you're an established collector or a beginning collector, because it's going to give you quick tips on what to look for and what to buy and really teach you how to invest in art.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that book. Thank you so much, Miller, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you, Heather.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm here with Jim Brulo. How are you doing, Jim?
Heather, I am doing awesome. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much. And we are going to be talking about Edgewater Energy Services today. So tell me a little bit about Edgewater.
Well, Edgewater, we're a full spectrum renewable energy company in this area, mainly solar energy.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about solar energy for the low country. We have a ton of sunshine. I'm sure that I've heard gives you a lot of savings.
A tremendous amount of savings. Actually, you know, this is one of the better places in the whole country to go renewable energy. But basically what we do is we take a very big bite out of the power bills. And currently, you get a 55% tax credit towards a project, 30% federal, 25% state. That is expiring next year, though.
So you got to get on this pretty quick.
Yeah, we had a record year last year, and we've already surpassed that this year, because those that have been following us for a while know that the tax credits are going away, and so they know that window of opportunity is quickly closing, because either they're going to pay Uncle Sam or Uncle Sam's going to help them subsidize this.
That's right, and you've got a lot of things on display here. Let's talk about what's behind us and over here to the side. What do we have over here?
What we have over here is a product called ThermoShield, which has been developed by NASA. It's like a solar blanket.
Okay.
So it helps me control the temperature in the attic during the summer. I drastically reduce the temperature in the attic. So what I'm trying to do is trying to keep the AC from kicking on as much, because when the AC is not running, then that's more power than I'm sending back to the power company for a credit. But this also reflects the heat immediately back in the house during the winter, so it addressed both heating and cooling cost.
It's really, really, really spectacular, and I'm sure will help a lot of homeowners.
Oh, I incorporate this a lot with our solar projects, and you take as long as they're doing solar panels, they take the 55% tax credit on everything, but this literally helps me shrink the payback by 2 years or better.
And Jim, what do we have over here?
This is a huge industrial-sized solar attic fan. We have well over 1,000 of them here in the Low Country. Our customers absolutely love them, because typically it'd be 130 to 150 in the attic. This typically cools the attic down to about 10 degrees of outside. So when I drastically reduce the temperature in the attic, their cooling cost goes down. Now their AC doesn't run as much. They extend the life of the air conditioning. They extend the life of the roof. And versus, you know, you could easily spend over $200 a year to run a big electric fan down here. The annual cost to run that is zero.
Wow. Now, I think the thing that's on everybody's minds is this too expensive for me to even get installed in my home?
Absolutely not. A lot of people, you know, had looked at this several years ago, but at that time it was very expensive. Well, material costs have dropped over 50% in just the past couple of years. Just the solar attic fan by itself, after tax credits, the payback is typically within 3 years. That's your quickest payback right there, because the annual cost to run that, as I mentioned, is zero. But depending on the power company, of lately I'm seeing anywhere from a 5 to a 10 year payback, and that's if the power bill doesn't go up one single penny.
Makes sense. So if somebody wants to go ahead and look into solar and getting involved in everything before 2016 and everything kind of runs out, how are they going to get in touch with Edgewater?
Okay, we are Edgewater Energy Services, and of course I'm Jim Rouleau. Give me a call and mention, you know, that you saw this video, and you get a $500 discount. But anyways, you can reach us at 843-937-9999, and my web address is www.edgewaterenergysc.com, and we're out in North Charleston.
Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about Edgewater Energy Service, and it's been a pleasure having you here at our Charleston Home and Design Show.
Well, Heather, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm here with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell me a little bit about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen is a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We basically build outdoor kitchens. We sell grills, fireplaces, fire pits, anything pertaining to outdoors, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen can do for you.
I see a bunch of big green eggs going on. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah, we also just became a dealer for Big Green Egg. We're selling a ton of Big Green Eggs. It's a all-natural charcoal. It's a charcoal grill, and it also serves as a pizza smoker, oven. It can do all kind of things.
What makes them so special?
Huh?
What makes a Big Green Egg so special?
They're basically a ceramic, so it holds the temperature very well. Goes back to the Kamada days of cooking, the caveman did back in the ceramic cooking. But Green Egg is very known, and we're selling a ton of them.
They seem really, really practical, too. I feel like I see them everywhere, and you can cook just about anything on them, right?
You can cook just about anything. You can control temperature very well. They go basically from about, you know, you can cook a Boston butt 225 degrees or sear your steak at 700 degrees. You know, it's just great and everything in between. So.
Well, now you're just making me hungry.
I know. Well, my kids love to cook pizza on it all the time.
So tell me a little bit about the outdoor trends that are happening right now.
Basically, outdoor living is becoming a very, very important part of a home now, and you're seeing more and more people want to do outdoor kitchens, and we've got all kind of outdoor kitchens that you can do, components that you can put in them. Basically, you start out with a grill, we can put sinks, refrigerators, ice makers. beverage centers, blenders, griddles. I mean, they're just a ton and ton of things that you can do. Pelmet Outdoor Kitchens is a full service company. We do everything from your pavers to anything pertaining to your outdoor living space, and we can do that for you.
So you start on a clean slate. If I just have a patch of grass in my backyard that I want to turn into an amazing outdoor space, you're the place to go?
Hey, we come out. We have a design team. We'll come out there and consult with you on site, and doesn't cost you anything, and we'll be, basically quote it from ground up.
So Ken, let's say somebody wants to get in touch with you because they want to get this process started. How would they go about doing that?
They can reach us. We're located in Mount Pleasant. We have a showroom right next to Publix in the Queensboro Shopping Center. We've got a great website, palmettooutdoorkitchens.com, or they can call us at 843-216-0006.
Ken, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. I hope you're having a great time here at the Home Show.
We are, and we're glad to be here.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm here with Tommy Welsh with First Class Painting and Restoration. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So tell me a little bit about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Okay. First Class was started in 2003. We're a full-stop, one-shop kind of painting and remodeling firm. We're based out of Somerville, South Carolina, service the entire Lowcountry, family-owned and operated, and been a part of Charleston Home Design for almost 6 years now. So it's been a good little relationship for a good minute.
Been around for a little bit there.
We sure have been.
So tell me a little bit about some of the services you provide.
Okay. As we noted, we are basically a one-stop shop. So we can handle anything from your roof repairs all the way down to customizing a new kitchen, which is kind of neat. Painting by far is our forte. We can handle just about any types of painting that you may have. So lacquers, high-end varnishes, interior, exterior, commercial, just about any kind of painting, we've got the team to handle that. But we have branched out to the point now where we have in-house carpenters, in-house designers. So we're kind of really, in all honesty, a one-stop shop for all of your home and business needs.
Are we talking things like popcorn ceiling too? Can you handle those kind of things?
Great question. I feel like we're a popcorn ninja. As much as we take off popcorn, that seems like that's all we do. But yes, ma'am, we can actually make your home updated the way that you want, which seems to be a really big trend right now. But to make a long story short, there's a lot of popcorn to come down in the Lowcountry.
And that is not fun to do. Nope. Definitely want an expert for that. So we're actually into the hurricane season, but it's going to go on until November. Is there any way that you can help out people in the Lowcountry with getting more prepared?
I think that's a great question. I think it's definitely one of those things that would be wise. If you have a home of age of any sort, I'd say 10 to 15 years or above that, you probably want to make sure that you're getting somebody to come over there and take a look at all of your windows, all of your doors, all of your substrates and your roof, just to make sure everything's nice, locked down, sealed, secured the way it needs to be for a, heaven forbid, if we do get a storm in, you want to make sure that stuff's buttoned up.
Absolutely, and I heard something kind of cool. Do you guys have an interior designer that's within your business?
We do. She's a very, very beautiful woman, and happen to be marrying her, so I'm a great salesman, by the way. But to make a long story short, Melinda Welch is our in-house designer. So she actually comes to your house free of charge, as long as you're hiring First Class Painting and Restoration to handle anything that you've got at your home. Melinda comes out there and does color consults, substrate selections, tile selections, colors, you name it. Melinda can more or less kind of point you in the direction to make it the way that you want.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of different ways you can help people in the Lowcountry. How can anybody get in touch with First Class Painting and Restoration?
Several ways. First and foremost, you can always go online. It's First Class Charleston. That's 1ST, classcharleston.com. You can always call our office. We answer pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Somehow, some way, somebody will be in contact with you. And that phone number is 843-324-6006.
Tommy, thanks for taking the time to speak with me about First Class Painting and Restoration, and I hope you're having a great time at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
As always, thank you kindly. We'll see you guys around.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Joe. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, and I've got Evan over here.
How are you?
Doing well, and we're here with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. So tell me a little bit about Ledford's.
Well, we just celebrated 40 years of business, and we're a family-owned company. We're not corporate. In the Lowcountry, a lot of locals like to hear that. We offered a variety of services. Actually, Charlie and Susan Ledford, they've now been in business for three generations, and they really like the fact of being personable with their customers, which makes us more ideal to get customers, because a lot of people don't like the corporate side of things, because we actually focus a lot on customer service. and we honor all of our customers. So I mean, whatever we say we're going to do, we do it.
Awesome. And there's termite in the name. I know that's super important in the Lowcountry, getting termite bonded. Tell me a little bit about that, Evan.
Well, termite protection is very important in Lowcountry due to the fact that we have such a large population. We got a high risk area. We got high moisture. When we do a termite treatment, we use the best, you know, the best stuff on the market. We're high quality Termator HE at its maximum dilution. We guarantee everything. It's a lifetime contract as long as you're cooperative. We definitely have to have that to help control and provide the best service for everybody else. Lifetime contracts, fully transferable. We do treatment on a 7-10 year basis. Basically, you're happy, we're happy, everything stays the same. Shouldn't have a problem with termites.
Great, and so you offer other services besides termites. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have a variety of services. We do monthly pest control every 2 months, every 3 months. And really, we kind of do whatever we feel like the customer needs. We don't really come in with a certain guideline of what to do because we like to be personable, and with the family owned business, we can do that. So, and that's what actually makes us different from others.
So it's not one package fits all. You guys are really good at doing like customization.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it this way, summertime in Charleston, all the bugs are out. So you've got, and everyone's going crazy. So in the summertime, I can sit down with someone and say, hey, let's do monthly pest control for the first 3 to 4 months while it's really hot and bugs are out. And then we can kind of tailor it once it gets cold, and that's kind of make it easier for you.
So what happens in the wintertime?
Well, I guess you asked, I'm going to tell you. We have rats that are in this area pretty prevalent. They actually start coming around when it starts getting cold. They want to start getting inside. So we do inspections on that. And if we can't do it, we're definitely partnering with some really great people that will make sure we have an answer. Because, I mean, the Ledford's motto is we will treat your home like it's our own. So we really try to do that in every way possible. So and roaches, ants, everything, it sticks around all year long. So we try to encourage not just to make sure that we keep the business, but to keep the customer's house protected, because there's something to be said about having constant pest control service being done.
Absolutely. So Evan, if anybody wants to get in touch with Ledford's, find out how to get termite bonded or get some pest control, how are they going to get in touch with you?
They can either call us at the office at 766-8298. We also are on Facebook and on the internet. You can give us an email, everything. Just give us a call. We can get it come out. We do free inspections and stuff like that. It's really what you want. And if you're happy, we're happy, and everything's good to go.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And everybody, look forward to checking out Ledford's and getting some pest and termite control. Thank you. Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Betsy Kalman from the Summer House. How are you doing?
Fine, Heather. How are you?
Doing well. So you own the Summer House, correct?
I do. I'm the proprietor of the Summer House.
Tell me a little bit about the Summer House.
The Summer House takes you through your cabinetry, hard surfaces, custom closet design, and solar panels.
So you have some amazing things on display here. These are absolutely beautiful. Tell me what makes these cabinets so unique and so special.
Well, our cabinets are all solid wood, so the face frames and the doors and drawer fronts are all either maple or cherry with a variety of finishes. The boxes even are clear finish plywood, so it's solid wood, no particle board.
That's very, very important, and it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
I also see a solar panel behind me. What's going on there? What's going on with your solar panels?
The solar panels are something new and different. Right now, through the end of 2016, a homeowner can get a rebate or a tax credit for 65% of the total cost of the installation of the solar array. We come out and we look at the usage, the past year's usage, and from those calculations, we figure out how many panels are necessary, and the homeowner generates power that goes back into the grid, so they they use the power that they need, and SCNG buys back the power in excess of their usage. So the meter actually spins backwards.
So you can actually kind of make a profit off of it, right?
Well, you can definitely break even for sure.
Fair enough. That sounds good to me. Now, if somebody wants a little help getting their bathroom cabinet set up, or if they want to get solar panels set up, how can they get in touch with the Summer House?
We have a website, summerhousecharleston.com, or they can email me at summerhousecharleston@gmail.com.
Betsy, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you today. I hope you're enjoying the Charleston Home and Design Show, the fall edition, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Heather.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps from Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Steve Bostics from Amerisips Homes. How are you doing, Steve?
Great, Heather. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Well, I hear about Amerisips Homes all the time. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, we're probably the only firm in this community that specializes in super energy efficient homes. We're actually an architect, designer, and manufacturer of our material that we use to produce our homes. And we're also the builder.
Tell me a little bit about what you have in your hand right now.
Well, this is a product called InsulSteel Structures, and it's used to make almost any kind of energy efficient building that you can imagine. For example, the tiny house behind us is made out of this. On the other hand, we're working on some major hotels, but our primary business is custom homes, and that's what we're here today to find people that are interested in building really energy efficient homes.
What makes this product so unique?
Okay, good question. This is a expanded polystyrene, and it's also reinforced with steel, and it's just, these are steel studs. It's made in something that looks a lot like a big waffle iron. So we put these panels, we design the house first, we break it up into parts, then we make the product in our factory, bring it in individual panels that are about 4 foot by 12 feet tall on average, and we put it all together, and it's very, not only energy efficient, but we're certified by the EPA for our indoor air quality. And then lastly, we meet 200 mile an hour winds, so we're the strongest building material that there is around to use.
Very important in the Lowcountry, right?
It is very important.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have this wonderful displayed tiny home behind me. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we actually were inspired to design and build this from watching the Tiny Home Nation. But we really built it so we could come to shows like this and demonstrate our technology. So we can see that, like, this entire wall here is made up in sections. We use any type of exterior material. We make the windows already in the building, so we just eliminate a lot of labor. And eliminating labor does two things for us. It gets rid of a lot of waste, so we don't really even need a dumpster, which is great. A lot of our clients that are building traditional stick-built haul a third of the material to the dump. So we're very efficient and cost-effective that way. And then it goes together really quickly, secondly. And thirdly, you've got a great home that has we have homes here that are 3,000 square feet that are $15, maybe $20 a month electric bill.
That is amazing.
Well, that's the bottom line, is to get energy costs and just avoid waste. That's what we're about.
And they're beautiful, too.
Well, we've won two national awards last year, Department of Energy, the top award for custom design and efficiency, and then the LEED certified buildings gave us the top award last year for our designs for LEED Platinum homes.
Well, congratulations, I can definitely see why. So Steve, if somebody wants to get in touch and learn more about Amerisips Homes, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to our website here, that's Amerisips Homes, and Amerisips.com. And then also you can find us on InsulSteelStructures.com.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Christian Teague with HLG Growers, South Carolina. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. So tell me a little bit about HLG Growers of South Carolina.
Yeah, we are a local company based out of Mount Pleasant, and we also have a farm on Johns Island where we grow some perennial plants, and we specialize in garden makeovers, landscape backyard enhancement projects with stone water features, as you see behind us here. We also do all outdoor fire features and full service masonry company.
Awesome. So what would you say that HLG actually specialize in? What are you guys known for?
We're known for design, and then of course we grow our flowers, so we are known for planting enhancements to backyards as far as flowering perennial plants are a very big thing underneath undercarriage plants for existing landscapes. There's a lot of people that have the shrubbery, they have the trees, and they do not have the flowering ground covers and things that would make their landscape pop and grow year-round, cut their maintenance costs. We put in a lot of ornamental stone underneath, replacing pine straw and mulch. We do a lot of enhancement projects like that to cut maintenance so that homeowners don't have to spend a lot on maintenance.
So can you come into a backyard or an outdoor area that needs a little bit of work but already has sort of a structure around it and kind of work within the structure? You don't need to like wipe out and start everything from scratch, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of our specialty, is to take an existing garden that kind of needs just some trimming work done. It needs some enhancement work done, and then we put a pretty picture together for the client and create what they're looking for and try to reduce their maintenance.
You have a beautiful display. Tell me a little bit about what's going on behind me right now. Is this sort of what it would look like if you were to put in a fountain in somebody's yard or outdoor area?
Yeah, we don't. Everything here is on a gymnasium floor, so to speak, concrete here today. Right. So we manipulate this a lot with rock. That's bluestone and weathered fieldstone. All those materials are found locally at Blue Max Materials, and we use that as one of our product sources. And this is basically put together by us, and we've got a Quaker Brookstone down here in the bottom, bluestone, and then Smoky Mountain blend of weathered fieldstone. And then all the plants here are low water requirement plants that are more succulents. Even though things are near water, they don't necessarily get water, so we like to use plants more on the low water requirement side as ground covers in our landscapes. And we have a lot of great cutting edge plants that are available that people aren't used to using that can make a real pretty presentation for you. The latest and the greatest aggressive ground covering bloomers, perennials, and they do come back every year.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful and it's efficient, which is fantastic. So if somebody wants to get in touch with HLG Growers of South Carolina, get some help with their outdoor space, how can they get in touch with you?
You can check out our email at hlggrowers@yahoo.com. You can also reach us at 843-901-4862.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, Christian. I hope you're having a great time at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we'll see you later around the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure every year.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I am here with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, tell me a little bit about Shelf Genie. It looks great. You have so much great things on display.
Thank you. Yeah, we do retrofit. So people have existing cabinetry, and I come in and I do a full consultation, a full interview, take millimeter measurements, depth, width, and figure out how they use their kitchen and how they need to get to things, and are things currently in the right place? Most of the time they're not, and they don't even think about it. So I help them think of ideas that they have never thought of, and then we come up with the best solutions. And sometimes it's something they saw in a magazine, sometimes it's stuff they see at a show, and sometimes it's something that we create together.
So if my cabinet's already, you know, made the way it is, I don't have to start with something custom and new. You can actually work around my kitchen?
Definitely.
That's fantastic. Now, what do you do with some of these kind of odd corners over here? You have special shelves that you can put in so I can get to every nook and cranny?
Yeah, so depending on what you keep, this is one of our blind corner solutions. It's like a Lazy Susan, and it's cut for an angled door, but it also spins around and has little pockets, so you can keep things in pockets, and although that keeps them compartmentalized.
You can fit so many different things on these shelves. Do you ever have people that want something completely special for a special, you know, cookingware that they have?
Yeah, so we can put a nice deep drawer on the bottom for perhaps for a whole bunch of small storage items, and then one taller. And here's a good idea too. This is, a lot of people have this stile in the middle of their cabinet. So we can attach that stile to the back of the door, provide a nice wide pull out, and we can do three. So a lot of times there's wasted space in the middle, and this way there isn't. And a lot of people like to put their lids here or their spices here or something that's easy to get to.
And I'm seeing several different colors here, so you can really work with this to make this kind of fit your kitchen, right?
Yeah, most people will go with a natural color, but we have the white, the medium, the dark, and the natural.
Okay. So if somebody wants to go ahead and get Shelf Genie set up in their home, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I guess they could call me directly, okay. 670-1392 for our local people.
Wonderful. And do you have a website that they can look on to see some of the pictures of how it all is set up?
Definitely. They can go to shelfgenie.com.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Alan Rayborn. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing well, and we're here talking about outdoor lighting perspectives. So tell me a little bit about outdoor lighting perspectives.
Well, we're the largest outdoor lighting company in the Northeast. We specialize in landscape lighting, agriculture lighting on your home. We even do commercial buildings as well. We also like to jump into designing, servicing. We come out, we make the whole experience easy for you guys.
Great, and I'm hearing a lot about LEDs right now. It's like all the rage, LED lighting. Tell me about how that gets integrated in your system.
Absolutely. The cost of LED is driving down very well, so it kind of allows more customers to be willing to try it. LED is going to last you 15 to 20 years of bulb, and you're going to get about 80% savings cost with it while you're burning the energy. So it really saves you in the long run by going to it. And we can also retrofit any LED fixture now.
That's awesome. So let's say that I have this really great outdoor space, and I'm trying to get in my mind how this is going to look with outdoor lighting. Is there anything you do to help your customers with that?
Absolutely. We come out at night and we do a free nighttime demonstration. We can actually show you what our lights are going to do so you can really get a great visual of what they are.
Great, and if somebody wants to go ahead and get outdoor lighting perspectives set up in their yard, how are they going to go about doing that?
You can reach us by calling our office at 843-412-5874, or check us out on the web, charlestonoutdoorlighting.com. We have a great amount of pictures, so you can see exactly what we do.
So you hear that, you can go and look at their gallery, figure out how it's going to look in your backyard. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and I hope you're having a great time at the home show.
Yes, ma'am, we are. Thank you for having us.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Zach Faulkner from SmartVent. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. So, Zach, tell me a little bit about SmartVent.
Well, we're way more than a flood vent company. We're now we're certified by the AIA, American Institute of Architects, and ICC, International Code Council, to put on continuing education courses for architects, surveyors, insurance agents, engineers. Basically anyone in the field, we can help educate them and teach them about flood openings and anything to do with the insurance that can lower the rates. We've been doing it for over 15, 16 years, got almost 1 million vents out in the field, 100% American made, in Anderson, South Carolina actually, so we're local, really close to Charleston.
Tell me a little bit about FRE. I've got this right behind, I was reading about it a little bit, but what all goes into this?
Well, this is actually why we're here for the homeowner. This is a complimentary service, a division that we have under the SmartVent umbrella. We have Risk Reduction Plus, which is an actual insurance agency that we use as a tool to help homeowners actually lower that insurance in general. So what homeowners can do is go to yourfloodrisk.com and they can upload their elevation certificate and then their deck page, which is the first page of their flood insurance, and then we can mitigate options for them to lower it. And we can do that with pinpoint accuracy because of that insurance agency that we have. So we can say, if you take steps A, B, and C, then we can say guarantee that this X rate will be your new rate.
That's awesome. And then over here, what do you have on display for us?
All right, so this is the test tank. This is kind of shows, I'll twist this over here. This shows how the vents work. This is going to be the outside of the home. And this is going to simulate like in your crawl space in an enclosure. The objective of a flood opening or a flood vent is to equalize or minimize the hydrostatic pressure caused by flood water, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and turn it on.
So this would be the water kind of rushing in?
Yeah, this would be flood water coming on the outside of your home. And you'll see.
So what's going on right now?
Right now, the flood waters were building up on the outside of the house. It activated the little bobbers, I call them, inside the vent here. Now the vent just opened up and you can see the water line is basically even, which is equalizing that hydrostatic pressure. Now the water over here is on the inside of your crawl space. So on the other side of the home or any side, you have to have it on two sides. Vents on two sides.
So. And why do you want vents on two sides? So
when the water gets in, it's got to have somewhere to go out.
Makes sense.
Out the same vent. They're bi-directional for that purpose, right? To equalize that load wherever the water wants to go, it can. And being that we're ICC certified, that just means that three and sphere can pass through it. That's part of the criteria. That just to simulate debris. All right. And then once the flood goes away, again, for that bi-directionality, water can go in any direction. and it'll go back down and lock back in place, allowing so critters can't get out.
This has got to be really, really important for the Lowcountry. You know, we've had Hugo, we've had hurricanes, we get a lot of flooding, especially downtown, so it's got to be essential for a lot of houses, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of older homes are not in compliance, which is why we're doing this FRE program as a complimentary service. We want to help people not only save money on their insurance, but these truly save people's houses.
Zach, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about SmartVent. If somebody wants to go ahead and get SmartVent in their home, how would they go about doing that?
They can contact us at smartvent.com. There's numerous different tools on the website. There's locators to find an installer, to find somewhere to buy it. There's all types of information. And then if they want to learn more about FRE, it's yourfloodrisk.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Jay Miller of HWC Custom Cabinetry. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself today?
Doing wonderful. So glad to have you here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. You have some really cool stuff on display. What's going on up here?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. Yeah, this is our lift-up door mechanism. It's by Bloom, and as you see, it just kind of stops wherever you want it to. How does it know to do this? I don't know, right?
Tell me.
And it
crazy.
Just, that's pretty intense hardware, but soft close, of course, so if you like slamming doors and stuff, it's probably not for you.
Okay, and what's going on with these doors down here? These look pretty cool, too.
Oh, they are. Same sort of technology, soft close, they open all the way out. It's actually a metal drawer system as well. We offer the standard wood drawer system that is so common with manufactured cabinets, just because that's popular in the marketplace. But, you know, most of our clients aren't wanting to be like everybody else. And so one of the things we offer is this premium metal drawer system. It's an epoxy-coated steel, full extension, soft close. It has a 3/4-inch bottom, so you go putting your Le Creuset or heavy cookware in there, and it's not going anywhere.
And it is so quiet. I didn't hear that close at all.
What?
I didn't hear that close at all. Exactly. I love it. So really, really cool. Anything else unique about this cabinet?
Well, you know, we're a custom shop. Our shop and our showroom right up here in the north area in Dorchester Industrial Park. So we do everything right here. But we've taken our cue from the Europeans because we feel like in a lot of ways, at least in regards to cabinets, they really have kind of blazed a trail on some things. And one of those is they utilize a leg leveling system a lot in their cabinets. So one of these guys right here. And so instead of the wood part of the cabinet contacting the floor, these sit on the floor. Well, why is that important? Because wood and water don't mix, right? If you've lived in a house at all any length of time, you've had an ice maker overflow or a dishwasher line break or something where you get water in a place you don't want underneath the cabinets. Most time you just kind of leave it and hope that something too gnarly is not growing under there.
Right.
But so instead here, you have these plastic leg levelers. The only wood that's in contact with the floor is the front toe kick down here. Pull that off, remediate the water damage, and put them back on, because you can actually remediate it properly because you can get to all of it. So that's just one of many little advantages to these guys.
And it's just a little piece of plastic that kind of holds up the whole cabinet to make sure it's safe and secure, not getting moldy.
On each cabinet.
Each one? Okay.
This will hold 400 pounds all by itself.
That little thing will hold four. Wow.
So that's multiply great. That by four, and so each cabinet holds almost half a ton.
That's amazing. I love it. So how can somebody go ahead and get, you know, HWC Custom Cabinetry installed in their home?
Well, that's a great question. First things, just call us or check us out on the web. You can reach us at, 843-207-0750 or hwccustomcabinetry.com. We usually at that point schedule a time to sit down in our showroom, talk through your project, whether it's a remodel or new construction, bring in whatever sort of details you got, and we'll take a look at that, kind of help establish a budget so you kind of have a realistic idea of what you're wanting anyhow cost, because we don't have a fixed cost on things. Well, each thing has a fixed cost, but we're a very component-based process. So you get a bunch of these drawers, they're going to cost different than a very budget-oriented thing. So just the world's your oyster, and we'll help you walk through that.
Well, I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and I hope you're enjoying the home show.
We are. Thank you very much for putting it on.
Thank you, Jay. Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I am here with Alicia Lowe from Prosper Security. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. You've got a lot of amazing things on display here. Tell me a little bit about Prosper Security.
Okay. Prosper Security is locally owned and operated. We have offices in Somerville and Mount Pleasant. And what we do is we do custom systems for individuals who want to save money on their energy bill and also want to work with a local company so they get hands-on customer service.
Great. So what's going to set you apart from the competition? I know we have a lot of security businesses in the Lowcountry. What kind of sets you apart in that area?
Well, what we do is we use the most modern technology that's very user-friendly, and we work with the family or the business on exactly what their specific needs are. So a lot of people are very interested in our cameras, they like our keyless locks, and people really love our energy management system, which is our smart thermostat. So what we do is we sit down with the family, we walk through their home, we talk about what their needs are as a family, and we basically create a system that works within their monthly budget but also gives them the security and the cost savings that they need.
So let's say I'm heading to work and I just realized that my thermostat is much lower than I want it to be during the day. What am I going to do?
Do you use a smartphone?
I sure do. I have an iPhone.
Great. Well, our system does not require one, but if you do, there's a very user-friendly app. You can just hop right on. You're already logged in automatically, and you just turn the temperature up or down. It'll automatically adjust for you.
I see a lot of things on display here that are really aesthetically pleasing. Tell me about that.
Okay. We want our technology to be attractive. Sometimes systems can be clunky, rubber keypads are a thing of the past. So we really want to use a system that people feel proud of when people come into their homes. You know, the iPad is aesthetically appealing. People like flat screen TVs. So we try to work within what's in somebody's home and give them kind of a modern, sleeker look so that their equipment is attractive. But like I said, it's still very user friendly.
I see a lot with security where you have to buy these big bundled packages. It sounds like you do a lot more customization of different things. Is that true?
Yes, we're not cookie cutter by any means. We take the time with the customer to figure out exactly what they need, what their lifestyle requires, and what they're going to be able to afford.
Well, that's fabulous. So if somebody wants to go ahead and get Prosper Security put into their home, how are they going to do that?
All they have to do is give us a call. Like I said, we're locally owned and operated. So our phone number is 855-898-9524. Give us a call and we'd love to help them out.
Do you have any information online as well?
We do. We have a website, prospersecurity.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I hope you're enjoying the home show.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the 2015 Charleston Home and Design Show, Fall Edition. Right now I'm talking with Roxanne Kirby. She's with Melser Tile. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. So tell me a little bit about Melser Tile. You have a ton on display. Tell me just about the company in general.
We have a lot of different things that are out here right now today, but really we have a full assortment of things. You can come in and get some of our stock items. We have a lot to offer in the showroom, things that are special order and things that really are unique and you can't find many other places. So we just have a lot to offer and we're willing to help anybody.
So if there's a new customer that walks into your store and they're totally confused, they've seen some stuff on Pinterest, they have a little bit of an idea, but they don't really know what they're going to do next or where they're going to put their design influences in, what are you going to do to help them?
We're going to be there to help guide them. A lot of things that we have shown here, really, especially these concept boards, kind of gives us a good indication to start off with, you know, we want to go for a certain color scheme or we want to make the priorities number one, of course, and then follow through with maybe personalizing something and adding their own little touches. So that's really the best part of guiding people, finding out what they really like and really throwing a little curveball in there and saying, what about this? And introducing some things they might not find on their own.
What are you sort of seeing trending right now? What's coming into the new season, more popular products that you have?
A lot of people are really going, it was like whites and grays, and now we're going back into travertine, but I think it's kind of the mix of old and new, really going with Charleston flair of the marbles and the old cobblestone and that kind of look, but also throwing in some really clean pieces in there too. So maybe some rustic woods that's very popular, some whitewash, and even something that's very clean and crisp on the walls, like marbles and things like that too. Just really kind of mixing the styles together and making it your own.
Absolutely beautiful. I'm loving those trends coming up. That's fantastic. Now you have a giant showroom, right? You have lots to offer people. So do you guys do anything custom as well?
We do. We have a lot of vendors that do offer the more custom kind of things out there. If you wanted it to be for backsplash, or if you wanted to do a drop wall in a bathroom, or really it's never ending. But we do have a lot of vendors that do those custom things. We have a couple things that are inkjet that are here from Barbie Kennedy, and she does a really, really different take on the design and different materials as well. We do have other companies that you can even bring in a picture of something that you'd like, and you can pick from an assortment of glasses or marbles, send it out, and they can send us back a picture in kind of that tile form, and then you approve it, and we can have it for certain mural pieces and things like that as well.
So that's really cool. So you're telling me I could be inspired by something out there, bring it in, and you can help me kind of incorporate that into? That's really neat. So if somebody wants to come in, check out your showroom, where are they going to find you?
We're on Dorchester Road right after Glass Pro. And if you're coming from I-26, you're going to get off on Dorchester Road and take a left, and it's towards Montague. So you'll see us. You can't miss it right there.
Awesome. Well, Roxanne, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about Melser Tile. You have some amazing, amazing products on display. And thanks for hanging out with us at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Heather. Thank you.
Kathy, tell me a little bit about Floor Coverings International.
Well, Floor Coverings International is different from our competitors in that we operate out of a mobile showroom. What we do is bring thousands of samples of carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, luxury vinyl to the client's home, and that way they can see the samples in their house. We can measure right on the spot. We can help them choose the exact flooring for their needs, and most of the time we are able to give a quote right there during that first initial appointment. So it alleviates a lot of running back and forth to and from flooring stores or trying to match up things with samples that you're having to lug home. We're right there to give you the design consultation, the measure, and the quote right on the spot.
That seems really stress-free. When I think about the times that I have to go and look at flooring and I'm trying to match and I'm thinking, is this going to look great in my home? You actually go to their home and help everybody out with that. That's
so
fantastic.
We actually pull it out of the van and carry it to you, so you're not pulling the samples out of the store and lugging them home. So yeah, it's a win-win for everybody. It's a great.
It sounds great.
It's a great business model.
So I'm hearing about a lot of new trends going on in the flooring world. Tell me a little bit about what's going on and what you have displayed right here in front of us.
Well, this is one of my favorite new products. It's actually been on the market for a while, but it's getting a lot of attention. We represent Cortec from U.S. Floors, and U.S. Floors actually invented this product. It's called an LVP, and that stands for Luxury Vinyl Plank. And you cannot even tell that this is vinyl. If you look through this, it looks just exactly like rustic wood.
It looks amazing. It definitely looks exactly like wood. I would not be able to tell the difference.
It comes in three different widths. This is a smaller width, a medium width. We didn't sample the wider width today, but we also had that available. The backing on this particular product is made of cork, thus the name Cortex.
And why is that important to have cork on the back?
Well, you don't need an underlayment, so many certain types of flooring you have to put an underlayment under and then lay the flooring on top of it. This can go down over an existing tile floor, an existing damaged wood floor, over a subfloor, a cement floor. It can go over a lot of different types of flooring without much prep work at all, which saves the client money.
That's absolutely huge. I mean, that is a big part of putting down a floor, and that just takes away so much stress.
Right. It keeps you from having to have everything scraped up in certain circumstances. Also, the cork allows this particular product to be completely impervious to water. And with the vinyl on top, scratches are almost never a problem.
So my dogs would love this, right? They could run all through the house chasing a tennis ball, and I don't have to worry about just cringing that my floor is getting destroyed, right?
Right, or running behind them with a touch-up pen. None of that will happen. Dogs, kids, it's great.
And it looks absolutely beautiful. So if anybody wants in the Lowcountry wants to go ahead and get this installed in their home, how can they contact you?
Well, they can call our phone number, which goes directly into our call center, which has our calendar, because all of our work is done on site and by appointment only. And I'm going to read this off, and I apologize. It's 843-695 7801. It's a new number, so I haven't memorized it yet.
Kathy, you've been wonderful. You have absolutely beautiful products. Thank you so much for joining us at the Charleston Home Show, and I hope you've had a wonderful time here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
I am Heather Epps, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Trevor Van Etten and David Smith. We're here with AV Lifestyles. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome. Doing very well.
Great. So tell me a little bit about AV Lifestyles.
We're a custom home automation integration company that basically stands by our service at the end of the day. We don't want a client just from the beginning and get their money and we're gone. We're there for the lifetime of them and the product, and want to continually service them with the best products and service that a company in this town can provide.
Great. And David, you guys have a lot of really fun stuff on display here. You're providing a lot of entertainment here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. Tell me a little bit about what's behind us right now.
A TV.
Really?
Yeah, really.
It kind of doesn't look like a TV.
It doesn't look like a TV. It's a mirrored TV made by Sierra, affectionately known to me and Trevor as Soiree, but that's just to make it sound fancier. And
well, it looks fancy.
And to kind of play with you girls. It's Sierra. They're a great company. They're made here in the USA, so we stand behind the product, and we wanted to bring it to market here in Charleston and kind of show everybody what some of the stuff we can do here.
So what's the benefit of having a mirrored TV?
It goes away during the day.
So it's just gone?
During the day it's gone. It's a mirror. It doesn't look like technology hanging over your fireplace.
Awesome. And Trevor, what are some of the most popular products you have here at AV Lifestyle?
Popular products, there's the Home Automation Control 4 and Savant. And we do a lot of in-ceiling and in-wall speakers. But what separates us apart from many of our competitors is we're the only ones that are displaying a two-channel audio system for people that really enjoy and really want to listen to the music how the artist wanted it to sound, intended it to sound. So again, those are all made in the States in Cary, North Carolina, and the speakers are from the UK, so good combination.
Absolutely. So if somebody wants to get one of these audio video control systems set up in their home, how are they going to get in contact with you guys?
We're debuting a new website this coming week, myavlife.com, or you can call us at 843-277-0059.
Thank you so much for talking to me about AV Lifestyles, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Appreciate it.
We are.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the 2015 Charleston Home and Design Show, Fall Edition. Right now I'm with Ben Erdman. How are you doing?
Heather, I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, and you are with Mosquito Nicks. Tell me a little bit about Mosquito Nicks.
Yes, Mosquito Nicks. We believe that people should enjoy their outdoor lifestyles. People invest inside their home with things like security systems, HVAC for AC, and so that makes it comfortable and they're secure. But the element that people don't think about is the outdoor security and comfort. And what our Mosquito Nick system does is provides that for them, and it secures them from mosquitoes, no-see-ums, gnats, sand fleas, things of that nature. It runs automatically, and it just makes it for a more comfortable, and when you're more comfortable, you can have a lot more fun outside.
Ben, what do you have on display over here right behind you? It looks pretty cool, and I keep seeing it going off throughout the home show.
Yeah. So this is our unit.
Okay.
And we normally put this near a HVAC unit, and so, or you could put it beside a garage or inside a garage. And we actually invented this system.
What's it called?
This is a Mosquito Nicks misting system. And the reason why we had to invent this system is because people were using backpack sprays or of that nature, and it only worked for about 2 weeks. And so that was necessarily a temporary solution, but people wanted a permanent solution. And so the misting system provides a permanent solution because it gets 3 mists per day at 45 seconds each. And not only that, but you can have this remote, and with the remote, you can click it.
Oh, wow.
Right, so that's what the mist is like. And the reason why we hit it near vegetation is because mosquitoes like to hang out underneath vegetation. We like to hang out at coffee shops and bar areas, but mosquitoes, that's where they breed and live, and we like to destroy that breeding cycle. And it totally eliminates them to where you have no more mosquitoes, no sores.
I love it, especially in the low country, that's super important. And I have heard walking around that your solution is actually really low in toxicity. Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Less toxic than a can of off. and smells a whole lot better. It actually doesn't smell at all. And so our product, what we've done is we've taken a chrysanthemum flower and we break that down into a powder, dilute it with a little bit of water, and that's what you get our solution.
Well, that's awesome. So if somebody wants to go ahead and get Mosquito Nicks set up in their home, how are they going to get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can call me or personally, 843-566-4261. Or you can go on our website, call our number. You can schedule an appointment on our website. Our website is mosquitonicks.charleston.com. And get in touch with us that way.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And you have a great product. And definitely understand the need for Mosquito Nicks in the Lowcountry with all the bugs we have.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks for the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Great. I'm talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.